This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
There is going to be a celebration this weekend on the south side of our city. A celebration for, indeed, Pope Leo XIV.
The celebration!
The man that will be emceeing the event, Chuck Swirsky, and he joins us now. Chuckster, what's going on, man?
Mark, good to be with you. Ant-Man, hope you're doing well. You have my word. I will promote the fact that I am the broadcaster for the Bulls on 670 The Score. So if the czar is listening, there you go.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Welcome to an afternoon as we celebrate the election of the first pope to have been born in the United States. And he was born right here in the great city of Chicago.
Call your sons, call your daughters, call your friends, call your neighbors.
My name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play.
Here I come. Oh, here I come.
Oh, for the Chicago Bulls on 670 The Score.
Yes! 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 History!
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to present to you.
Everybody up here at U.S. Cellular.
What does this mean to the South Side? A collection of neighborhoods like Beverly, Mount Greenwood, Hyde Park, Back of the Yards, Canaryville, Bridgeport, Irish neighborhoods, Italian neighborhoods, Polish, Lithuanian, firemen, policemen, school teachers, stockyard workers.
A son of Chicago, Pope Leo XIV.
My dear friends, it's a pleasure for me to greet all of you gathered together at White Sox Park.
You can put it on the board, yes!
What a blessing to hear from our Holy Father.
Turn on the fireworks!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, full show for us today. Alex is here. Tanny is smiling. That man right there. Him right there. That's Matt F. Spiegel.
Gotta say, the Pope sounded very serene right there. He sounded very peaceful and seems to be a very holy and relaxed presence. Seems like a good fit for that job.
Yes, and I also appreciate that he wasn't shilling for any corporate ventures. It's White Sox Park, damn it. And guess what? Now that the Pope has said it, I'm saying it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Why not?
You're paying my bills, sir.
How upset were the White Sox?
You got to imagine that someone was like, ooh, someone was running over. You know that they were running a dub on that. And it's like,
well, Mitch was.
Well, for
I mean,
sure.
I don't know that I've ever seen a boss at any place, at any level, more excited to have his radio station mentioned than Mitch was by Chuck Swirsky at the papal celebration.
Chuck did a beautiful job at it.
So happy for him.
Me too.
I mean, that is a talk about a serene and religious man who like gets a chance to do something like that. Good for Chuck.
It's very special. I mean, and I it also kind of those of us that know, like, it also can make you a little bit sad because the ideal person to have done that would have been Farmio, because longtime Catholic and loves the White Sox and loved connecting those two things.
Here's what I was wondering the
whole
time. Longtime
Catholic, first time caller.
I was thinking that the entire time, Lawrence, and just thinking about, okay, what would he have done? He would obviously have done the ceremony. We know that for sure. There's no way he would have not done it. But then you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the plane. I'm going to make it back for the seventh inning of the broadcast tonight. I'll be back on the air with you friends right after this.
That's exactly how it would have gone.
And then he would have broken some Bulls news right in the middle of it, as he always
did. And then
did.
He would have told our Jewish friends to be careful, you know, if they're out there driving around.
It's a hell of a legacy.
It is, but he would have been perfect because and I texted DJ. I'm sure he's like, screw you with the text, but I asked him, I was like, Pope Bob has been in that booth. And Tanny and I both know there have been all sorts of priests and bishops and archbishops that were in that booth when Farmio was in that booth. And I'm like,
so he must have been at
some
point.
There's no way he could not have been. Mm-hmm. There, look, if you put everything together and you go Southside Pope,
Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly's here. Brian Kelly, this is Cardinal Bernardine. Say hello.
Right.
Want a cookie?
Speaks like I know that we're a little. There's a little bit of hyperbole there, but not much.
Not much.
Not much. Like you would go into that booth. I'd go and see Farmio and DJ, and you'd be like, huh. It would be like the open for Hub. We're like, hey, there's Fats Domino, Hub Arkish. Like, that's what it would be like
Paul,
in that
John
booth.
Paul II's here. John Paul II. This is Don Paul. Good to meet you. Have a cookie.
Good to see both popes together. Now let's talk about Rainbow Cone.
Say hello
you
to
ever had Rainbow Cone? Would you like Rainbow Cone?
Say hello to Mark Zerang. If it's not loud enough, talk to him. I'll crank it up there for you.
Isn't there a Rainbow Cone going in around the corner?
Right down here? Downtown?
I'm getting thumbs up. Trouble.
I'm getting the thumbs up from Ray and Layla. Yeah, like right here.
Wow.
On Michigan Avenue, there's gonna be Rainbow Cone. Mm. You can have Rainbow Cone.
I picked an interesting time to start a very concerted food plan that I've started just a few days ago.
All right, well, I'm in support of that because we were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we were, and it's like gone are the days where I just stroll through the hallways at WBBM and avail myself to any of their candies that they've got there waiting.
They leave way too much good candy out.
Well, no, this
they
is,
do it every day.
Monday is the day because Roger is here on Sundays.
Yeah, it's usually Roger, right?
Yeah, and so then Monday is the day where you go over there and there's all sorts of stuff. Like, there's Capri Suns and like brownies. So if I go over there,
stay
and
away. Don't bring me anything.
No tiny Heath bar.
I mean, maybe one tiny Heath bar.
Okay,
but I can incorporate it in. It's not like a fully restrictive plan. It's
I will be supportive.
It's Operation Live a Long Time has been kicked back into gear at the Spiegel House.
I like it. Well, we need you through Wednesday. We got to get you. We got to get you out there to live a lifelong dream on Wednesday.
The anthem on Wednesday night, 85% chance of rain right now. Am I going to get rained out? Is my anthem going to get rained out? I mean, the ball game, too, I would assume, would also be rained out.
So,
would they just cancel the anthem and then play the ball game?
So
I don't know.
What happens then? Does your anthem go to the next day?
I know. I think I get the makeup game because these have been scheduled out way in advance. So, I get the makeup game whenever it is.
Well, we're going to provide like full team coverage. Leisure's going to sit in for you on Wednesday, and I think Tanny's going to go to the ballpark with you.
Oh, that's tremendous. You coming for sound check? Got a sound check at 4 o'clock, Tanny, at the ballpark.
I told Ryanport 5 o'clock, but you know, now that it's out there on air, you know what? Maybe I should just not go. Just skip the whole show.
I think you should.
I got to be there to support you every step of the way.
I have very important sound needs at 4 o'clock that you're the only one I trust to take care of. That's exactly
some sound
right.
opinions, maybe?
Yeah, maybe so.
There's only a couple people that you trust with those sound opinions.
Uh-huh.
More on that later on in the show. We are also going to talk with Danny Parkins. That'll be at 3 o'clock. He'll get you ready for the Radiothon. And I'm sure he's got some thoughts on some other things. Tom Verducci is on the show at 4. And Nick Friedel is going to be on the show at 5 today.
In the month of June, Lawrence, the Chicago Cubs offense is not doing well. In the month of June, they are 29th in on-base percentage. They're 22nd in OPS, 24th in batting average. But they're winning games. I mean, a bumpy road trip against some very good teams, but just took 3 out of 4 from the Pirates because they do the little things very, very well. They are the third best team defensively in all of baseball in defensive runs saved, number 3. They are number 3 in base running by the extra bases taken metric on Savant. They're number 1 in stolen bases.
Our guy, Nico Horner, has been one of the best clutch hitters in Major League Baseball this year.
And their bullpen is 4th best in MLB in terms of ERA. Since April 19th, the Cubs bullpen is number 1 in earned run average. Since April 19th, that's almost 2 months of a bullpen being locked down. They do all the little things well. So when they don't slug, like they didn't slug against the Pirates, but they find ways to win. And I'm watching that thing yesterday, and I know I'm the guy who really likes the extra inning rule, the ghost runner, the Manfred man, because it brings a sense of immediacy to every half inning, and it rewards teams that do the fundamentals well. And the Pirates were crap yesterday. Couldn't bunt somebody over. Didn't play defense well. The Cubs played defense beautifully in extras. It orchestrated an incredible double steal, which was a great call by Craig Counsell. The whole design of that thing and how it went. And, of course, they won. So, like, props to the Cubs for winning games without slug because they play clean and they play smart. And that makes them fun to watch, even when they don't hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah, it's one of those places where the idea of quantifying a manager becomes very difficult. But if you look at what the Cubs have been to start this season, they've been hitting the ball. What do they look like when they don't hit the ball? That, to me, is a reflection of your manager. Is your team ready to do those little things? And we've been chronicling it. Like, we had a long conversation with Craig a few weeks ago about first to third, second home. We talked with Nico about it. They take this type of stuff very seriously. And the defense, we've seen the pieces. You got a bunch of gold glovers that are out there playing. And then you add in a guy like Matt Shaw, who brought his glove back with him went from Iowa, where the bat was there too, but you've seen him be a better defensive third baseman. Eye test, I haven't looked at the metrics, but eye test, you've seen him be a better third baseman since he's come back.
Absolutely.
Then you add in the pitching part of the defensive part, where look at what Matthew Boyd has done. Look at what Jameson Taillon has done. Look at what Ben Brown has done.
Hey, man, Ryan Pressly is 15 straight appearances, I think 16 now, without allowing a run. Thielbar's the same. It's like they got a lot of dudes getting things done. I was talking with Ryan Brazier on Saturday, the Cubs reliever. I was talking with him in the clubhouse and just kind of introduced myself, said hello. He was on the Dodgers last year when they won the World Series. He was on the Red Sox in 2018 when they won the World Series. And I was like, how's this team? How's this team measure up? And he said flat out, I've never been on a team that defends as well as this one. And runs the bases as well as this one. He brought up defending and running the bases. I've never been on a team that's as good as this one at the little things like that. Man,
don't seem to be any of those Red Sox from the 18 team on that team anymore. Huh. It was an interesting choice over the weekend.
It really was.
Did you see the quotes from Mookie?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Mookie's like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. They would trade him. Hmm. Yeah, it seems to happen over there, huh?
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking about that with you. I know you've got theories and
I've got
thoughts,
all sorts of crazy theories about that.
And I have a comp for a trade of the past that I can't stop thinking about in terms of that one as well.
Jay Cutler. Is that it?
We got Cutler. The Bears got Cutler.
It was a big day, man.
It really was.
And then it turned out. But Jay Cutler's kids, big Pete Crow Armstrong fans. Did you see this?
I did not.
Kristen Cavallari. Alex, see if you can find it. On Kristen Cavallari's podcast, she was like, oh, kids, like, what are you thankful for? And the oldest son was like, Pete Crow Armstrong. Oh, she's like, who's that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that part of your daily media intake? Is that Kristen Cavallari's podcast?
Yeah. I mean, when you're sitting around with a sinus infection, you got a lot of time on your hands, Speaks. And so I was checking out Kristen Cavallari's podcast.
You sound good now, though.
Not bad. I'm about 90%.
I hear it now, though. Now that you mentioned it, I hear a little sinusy.
It's still in there, but just barely. Last week was rough. But we've made it through. as a team. And here we are.
Lawrence, we got to talk about processing the loss of a loved one while at the ballpark. It was the right place to do it.
I think that's a great idea and a great opportunity for us to talk about the great Herb Spiegel next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Herb Spiegel, you are a joy. The listeners love hearing you. The call screener enjoyed screening you. Thank you so much for being on.
Well, I love you all. Love your screener. Love you. Love Christine. I love it's a bit of a great love fest. I've gotten through 91 years, and I still get chills. When I hear some of the things that you quote and say bye to the screener.
that is freaking awesome. Herb Spiegel's the man. Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Hit and Run. I'm Matt Spiegel here on 670 The Score.
It's nice to have those moments when you can share the thing that you love with a person that you love. And that's what would always happen when Herb Spiegel would pop up on the Score airwaves.
Man, I heard from so many listeners over the last couple weeks after my dad passed away who said a variety of thanks for sharing him with us, or I felt like I knew him from his appearances and your stories, and you did. You did. I mean, that's the magic of what we do, right, Lawrence? Is that there's people who know us even if we don't know them necessarily, because we're trying to share the realness, and people did know my dad, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a fine line of like how much of yourself that you do want to share, and there are some listeners who don't want to hear it. But I always think that, especially when it comes to our parents and sports, because ordinarily that's how it happens.
Yes.
Like you end up getting a love of sport from a family member. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was the backdrop for all of his appearances, is like the love of baseball and his relationship to baseball. I mean, my dad, when he was in the Air Force as a navigator supporting bomber missions, and he was during the Cold War, he would help transport the atomic bomb, right? One time on a mission, he said to the pilot, you know, the World Series is on. Would you mind putting the World Series on the radio? And it was Don Larson's perfect game from the 1956 World Series. So that's American history. You're transporting the atomic bomb while listening to Don Larson's perfect game. And like that's he was a good guest, regardless of whether he was my dad. He was actually a pretty good guest.
So I'm guessing that, because it could have gone a couple different ways. Was being at the ballpark therapy or was it torture?
It was therapy. It was great. Like, it was a great way to rejoin what we do. Because frankly, like, I processed a lot. I wrote the obituary. I wrote a eulogy. And you do Shiva where you're talking about him all the time with everybody. And then I came back and it was like, oh, I'm supposed to be done processing. That's not how it works. You know, I'm still going to be processing. And so, like, going back to work, just to go to the ballpark and let the game be the star, all I had to do was be part of the machinery of letting the broadcast happen. That was easier than doing what we do today, even, you know?
Well, and the pre and post of the Cubs game allows for you to just kind of...
Got
to
focus.
Because you got to get to them breaks.
Lock it in, baby.
And you have to get to those reads.
With baby T, Tyler Farrengold, man, he locks it in.
He does. Is. He is not messing around.
Woo! Woo! That is a very organized and strident young man.
He squired Dustino through it on Friday. Yeah. And that was fun to watch.
That's cool.
He knows a lot about it. And he's like, this is how it's going to work. He told me exactly what time we were getting on the air Friday. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I got it timed out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that dude is on the case. Trust him. I did trust Tyler, and he was awesome. But yesterday, Lawrence, you know how Pat does this day in baseball history? Zach did this day in baseball history. I had a great time working with Zach Zabeman and Ron Coomer and Paul Zerang, of course. And Zach happened to grab a story from this day in baseball history that included a fact I only knew because of my dad, and I had to turn on the mic and share it. I had to. So he was there. He was with me. This is how it went in the sixth inning on Saturday.
I was looking at the Cubs game notes. This is an interesting one. In 1949, following a game here at Wrigley Field, former Cub and at that point current Philly first baseman Eddie Waitkus was shot by a fan at the team's hotel. Waitkus battled for his life undergoing multiple surgeries. A 1-2, a swing and a tap foul at the plate by Cruz, but Waitkus, after undergoing those surgeries, recovered to continue playing Major League Baseball the following season.
Wow.
And that played a little bit of a role in the storyline for The Natural, the book and the movie.
Zach, the fan that shot him was named Ruth Ann Steinhagen. Legendary story of Chicago baseball lore. Good stuff.
Unless you're gonna get shot.
Yeah, that could have been fun. The 1-2. Yeah, did he say good stuff?
Good story.
Oh,
good story, yeah. Good content.
Again, yeah, so yeah, I get what you're saying. All right, middle six.
So
Hold on, I have a question.
Yeah.
If Zach was doing play-by-play, who was laughing in the background?
Guilty.
That was you?
It's me.
So wait, does the person who sits in that chair just automatically, they have to pick up the slack as the laugh track there?
I didn't realize I was doing it, but apparently I did it. It's, you know what it is? You're wanting to be a supportive part of the team.
Absolutely.
And you're in the back row and they have headphones on and you don't know if they can hear you. So you're trying to like just to stay connected.
I thought it was funny. It was worth laughing about. I was like, was that Ziggy or was that you?
No, I think that's me.
Or is there someone else just roaming the hallways and popped in and laughed?
My dad was so fascinated with that story of this fan who was so passionate for Eddie Waitkus that she chased him down at a hotel and shot him that he never forgot the woman's name. And every time he ever told me the story, he mentioned the name. So I had to hop in and add it. It was like one of those, it was a God moment of like my pops being there, you know? And, it's just, if people out there know you lose a parent, you're going to think of something. I'm going to think of something like all the time. And because all I wanted to do was call him after that game. So all I wanted to do was call him. Dad, you'll never guess what came up on the broadcast today.
I'm glad that you have all of those messages saved. And it's I try to have my students do this. And I try to tell anyone that'll listen. If you have the chance, you don't have to be a professional like us, record an interview with your parents. Just sit down with them and start recording.
Yeah.
And trust me, you will cherish having that. For even if they're still with you, you'll cherish it because all the things that you'll learn about them. But seeing you go through your voicemails and obviously having the sound bites of him being on the Score airwaves on the air is clutch.
But no, I've heard you talk about that, and you're right. I have these voice memos that I recorded with him, like interviewing him about family, about baseball, about whatever. And I spent my time on the flight back to Jersey listening to all of them and cataloging them, writing down what he talked about in each one. So I've got those forever, and we'll share those with family members, you know?
I'm glad that you were able to be embraced by baseball in your hour of need.
Dude, he set me up with that relationship. He set me up, and then there it was for me.
Like, isn't that beautiful?
It really is.
That in the time when you actually needed it,
yeah,
that it spoke for him to you as a game.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Good stuff.
Unless you're to get shot.
Yeah. It's been fun.
It's my Zackle. Guilty.
Someone on
I'm a Zackler.
No. There's someone on the text line gave us something better.
What is it?
The Spiegel giggles.
Uh-huh.
The spee-hee-hees. That's from the mob
the
there.
The spee-hee-hees is excellent. Or the spiggles. Oh, he's spiggling. He's spiggling to himself back there.
It's good. I'm telling you.
It's a default supportive act as part of the broadcast crew. That's what it is.
It works, and I think it's a good thing.
Man.
Danny Parkins is going to join us. I'm sure he has got some lovely thoughts about Herb Spiegel. He'll share them next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.